I had two big influences growing up. One, which seems kind of unlikely, but a big inspiration for me was Florence Foster Jenkins. I think I was able to get on stage at all because of her, because she was so brave, you know, even if her singing wasn't very good, she just wanted to be on stage, so she did it. And the other big influence for me was Victor Borge, and I grew up watching his videos, and I just thought that that was magic, that he could bring audiences into the music in a totally different way.
And the reason he could do that and do it with such credibility, of course, was the fact that he was a gifted pianist. He was a classically trained pianist who could bring that credibility to the humor and to the insights and to the extra outside perspectives he could bring to his shows.
Absolutely. And I think it really only works because he played so well, that it otherwise it kind of would have fallen flat.
Well, I'm glad you've mentioned Victor Borge. I was also thinking the late Peter Schickele and among younger artists, the Australian duo Two Set Violin, who became famous via YouTube. All of you are engaged really in a process that I wanted to ask you about, and that is to a certain extent demystifying classical music. Do you see yourself as a kind of ambassador in that regard?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's weird. People talk about music and then they talk about classical music. And I don't know why it's so separate, because for me, all music is the same. It's all part of the same form. And another thing that I do that's maybe a little bit unlikely is I've taken to playing at big outdoor folk festivals in the summertime, and I just kind of thought, well, what if I pretended this was folk music? How would that make it different? And audiences love it because people are just so willing and ready to listen. And people also, you know, folk music is really about the story as much as about the song. And I feel like that's true for classical music, or it is for me anyway, that the story is so much a part of how we get to live in the music.
It seems that so much of your career, Sarah, in its many dimensions, involves storytelling and narratives, be it the lectures, be it the comedic recitals, be it the project that you do involving photography and music. So much of what you do involves storytelling, and it reminds us, I think, that classical music is inherently a narrative form. Even if it's not programmatic music in the first place, we can all project our own emotions and stories onto it.
Absolutely. And I think it's really helpful to know a little bit how the music came to be, because that helps us as listeners to find our own story and to feel the connection with the composer as well.
Perhaps we can close on this note, Sarah. Given that, in addition to being a concert artist at the piano, you do the lectures, you do the programs with humor. I'm wondering if you've had to consciously cultivate a different kind of performance style.
Yeah, I think at the core of it all is that being on stage is really about communicating. So for me, actually playing the pieces or talking about the pieces, those are very interconnected for me. It's not really about giving a history lesson. It's just about inviting people into the music. And so I think I'm just always getting better at that. And I don't want to stay at one level ever. So I think that's why I do all these different projects, because I'm always just trying to live a richer life.
Thank you, Sarah. All the best with the tour, and we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks very much for this time.